This is Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and our theme today is the benefit of hindsight. We've all said or written stuff we regret, right? Well, if you're a musician, once your music is out there, it's hard to undo. Seattle-based songwriter Kimya Dawson has had a long career, and when she looks back on some of her old lyrics, she cringes a little. It's not that it's bad writing, rather, there were words that she wrote then, which she'd never say now. So, how do you take it back? Kimya Dawson joined us in our studio to talk about it.
I guess the first sort of controversy that we had with the songs was the fact that our album was released on 9/11, and there's a song on that album called New York City's Like a Graveyard, and it was suggested to us that we take the song off of the album, and we said, this is a song about hipsters. So we left it on the album, but it was intense, you know.
So after that, you know, that's sort of an act of God or whatever you want to call it, that you couldn't possibly have foreseen.
Right.
So what was the next time you went that one of your lyrics kind of gave you pause?
Well, more just like words that I would say back then that I now just sort of as times have changed and sometimes that's harder to explain to younger generation that wasn't in New York City in the 80s, you know, when certain words were being used even by the people who the words would be offensive to now, like my song Parade. Sarah Jessica Tawanda and the Indian Jane Fonda, even Mr. Softies in the shade. I use a word to describe some transgender folks that I would never say now. But
are you okay saying it just so people know what we're talking about?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an abbreviated form of the word transgender that is now seen as a slur. And I'm sure maybe to some people back then it was too, but sort of in the parts of that queer community in New York City back then, people were using it to describe themselves. And so I put it in a song, my song Parade. And it's a very lighthearted song about how diverse New York was.
All different kinds, yeah. So it's like the beautiful people. Freak show kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But now I'm like, oh, yeah. If I were to, you know, re-release that album, which I'll have to soon because a lot of my albums are in limbo right now. And when they are reissued, I will figure out a way to change that.
So about a year ago, you wrote online a little bit about some of these issues. What was on your mind at that time that was making you think about it and want to get people's opinions about it?
So the Moldy Peaches album came out and we had a 7-year license with Rough Trade. And then, you know, they asked us if we were interested in reissuing the record. And I re-listened to the album and I said, oh, there's this one line in one of our songs that I am way not okay with now. This is actually on New York City's Like a Graveyard, where we dropped the R word. And in our minds, we weren't thinking about people, you know, like with developmental differences. We were just sort of insulting, like, the cool kids of New York City that hang out at bars. I didn't even use that word normally, like speaking, but when we wrote the song we did, and we thought it was funny. It's not that we thought that like that word was funny, but we just thought it was a funny song. And so, I don't even know how long ago it was, maybe 10 years now, I had a show in New York and the guys came up and did a bunch of songs with me. And instead we said Jean-Luc Picard instead.
Did anyone ever say anything to you, or is that something that you just thought?
No one ever said anything about it. I'm sure some people thought it. I did ask online, and the majority of responses were like, don't change anything. It's my favorite album. If you change it, it's going to ruin it for me. And sorry.
Well, what did you make of those reactions?
Well, it was interesting because the more people told me not to change it, the more it made me want to change it. Because it made me realize how little people were thinking about the impact that words could have on more marginalized folks. And regardless of what our intention was when we wrote it, what mattered was how it affected the people who were hearing it. And for the reissue, if I intentionally put it out again in that way, knowing how hurtful that word is and that it's a word I would never, ever speak, I'm just not okay with that. And so I figured it doesn't hurt me to stop using a word. So if somebody tells me that something is offensive, then I'll believe them and I'll find something else I can use.
I guess finally, you know, to some percentage of the population, I feel like the whole conversation that we're having is going to sound like an eye-rolly PC
thing. Oh, yeah, I'm thing. Sure.
So, and like, why should you be so afraid of offending people and so on? And I think it's important to point out, first of all, that you have plenty of things that push limits in your lyrics.
Well, and that's what I tried to explain to people. I was like, taking out this one word that is hurtful and offensive doesn't mean that the Moldy Peaches album is suddenly, like, it's still a pretty dirty album. There's just choices that we make about the way we affect people, and you don't punch down, you know. I did grow up in a daycare center. My family's house was a daycare center, and I was raised to not hurt people and to be nice and to make people feel better and to make people feel stronger. And that's always my intention, is to try to help people, not hurt people. And we're in, you know, pretty tough times right now. And a lot of people are losing their rights and are being oppressed in ways that they have to live in fear all the time. And I absolutely do not want to contribute to making people feel worse than they already do right now. I wonder if you've ever seen the way the man in the lookout house looks at me before he takes out his teeth and asks me to sign the wall. And I sign his wall with a heel of bread dipped in green Listerine, and then I kiss him on the head and leave through the door in the floor as he starts to fall down dead. I've got a pocket full of quarters and I'm headed for the woods. I'm gonna play Miss Pac-Man in a puddle of mud. I'm not gonna lose my shoes unless I start to cry. And the man in the moon said I'm not left-handed, and he did a swan dive to the promised land while you were lost in my Bob Hope diamond eyes. There's scary topiary to the left of the pool. The trail to the right goes back to middle school. I'm trying to read what the flashing red letters say. They say lowest common destiny, and so I run away, cause I can't make the grade when I'm on display. Here comes the man with the laminated plan for the Vince McMahon expressway. Will you be me, will you be me? Wear my clothes and drink my coffee, write my mommy, do my homework, feed my babies, fight my crazies. Will you be me, will you be me? Wear my clothes and drink my coffee, write my mommy, do my homework, feed my babies, fight my crazies. She turned into a skunk. She kissed my dog and he got drunk. When I tried to pet her, she turned into a beam of light.
Pam and Susie were there. I said, I miss you, but they didn't hear me. The ground started bouncing, so I jumped up, trying to feel like an angel flying. Watch out for the power lines. Unless you wanna die.